Identity Meditation. This meditation will take you deeper into the love of God, help you to relax and be aware of his presence, that Jesus is with you, and will also give us the chance to realign our thinking and beliefs with regard to our identity so that they are in line with what God says. Start by getting yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down, in a place where you are unlikely to be interrupted. As you begin to relax, we're going to take some life breaths. When I indicate, take a deep breath in over 3 seconds, using your abdomen rather than your rib cage and shoulders. We'll hold that for 2 seconds and then breathe out over 5 seconds. So if you're ready, we'll begin. Father, please come and be with us, lead us and guide us, we ask in Jesus' name. So breathe in, 2, 3, and hold. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's repeat that. Breathe in, deep as you can, then hold. Now breathe out slowly, completely empty your lungs. Breathe in, 2, 3, and hold. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in, nice and deep, and then hold. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now return to normal breathing and continue to relax. Let go of any tension in your body. It may be held in your shoulders, the back of your legs, or anywhere else you feel it. As you breathe out, just let it go. As you breathe in, receive the Holy Spirit. Welcome him. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And as you breathe out, continue to let go of stress, tension, fear, worry, or any other negative emotion. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Father's love. Let him fill you to the depth of your being. I receive your love. I receive your love. And relax into his loving arms. He is here for you. John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. As best you can, keep receiving his love and allowing him to fill every part of your being. More of your love. More of your love. Father, I receive from you. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. So let him draw you close again today. Let's take a few moments to enjoy that. Everlasting love, we receive that. Unfailing kindness, we receive that. As you continue to receive more of God, Let him come and change your thinking. Let him set you free. If you suffer from any kind of allergy or autoimmune disease, these next truths are particularly important for you. Allow the truth to replace any ungodly belief you may have held. If any of these verses speak to you particularly strongly, you may want to pause and spend some time talking to God about it. You may need to ask for forgiveness for believing something that is a lie. Jesus is the truth, and all life is contained in him. He wants you to share his life today. Let's take another couple of life breaths. Breathe in nice and deeply, and then hold it for 2 seconds and breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in 2, 3 and hold. Breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5. And return back to normal breathing. Genesis 1:27. God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. As you breathe in, receive the truth that you are created in the image of God. He delights in you, and he loves what he sees. Psalm 139, verse 13. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Again, take some time to enjoy God's delight in you and realign your thinking with his. God thinks you're wonderful. You are wonderfully made. If there is anything in you that rebels against that, take that to God, ask Jesus to forgive you, receive the forgiveness, and then break the power of that lie. You are wonderfully made. Receive the truth. Psalm 94, verse 14. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. If you struggled with rejection or abandonment, spend some time here receiving his acceptance, his love, and let go of rejection. Again, take some time to ask him to forgive you for believing the lie, and then take on board the truth. You may find that it's helpful to speak these truths out loud. God will not reject me. I am his special possession. And Romans chapter 8, verse 15. You have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Breathe in and receive the truth. You are God's child. Breathe out the lie. Breathe out the fear. Breathe in the truth. Take as much time as you need to receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do, releasing the life of Jesus to you. As we end this meditation, we'll finish with verses from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God has said, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? As you go about your daily life, take these truths with you and begin to live them out more fully. God says he will never fail you. He will never abandon you. He is with you every minute of every day. So let's live in that wonderful truth and enjoy who he's made us to be and the fact that he is here with us.